اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. This is a great time that we are having again some of our friends from Sevier International School.
Except for one.
Yeah, students. Three of our friends from Sevier International School here. So they've joined us to help us hold these Quranic sessions. As you know, that you have been with us during these lessons, and we really thank you for this, and we really ask you to stay with us till the end of these sessions, till the end of this series of lessons, inshallah. So, before we start, we will recite all together the dua of Imam Zaman alayhi salam for the well-being of Imam alayhi salam, and then we will go on and start our class. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كل وليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. May Allah Almighty inshallah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam and help us inshallah be with him and fight in his army against the evils. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ala Muhammad wa ajil fajahum. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in the previous sessions, as our friends they remember, we talked about
Waw Maddi, Alif Maddi, and Yai Maddi.
Ahsan. Waw Maddi, Alif Maddi, and Yai Maddi. Actually, we call them natural Maddi. Yeah, long vowels or natural mad, right? Yeah. Natural mad. It means, let us review the Alif Maddi, Waw Maddi, and Ya Maddi. We don't have to forget that we are learning this kind of rules, okay, this series of lessons in order to read the Quran fluently and beautifully and correctly, right? Yes. Each and every rule that we study is very, very effective and influential. Okay? Important. So, alhamdulillah, we have learned a lot of them. And last sessions, we practiced Alif Maddi, Waw Maddi, and Ya Maddi. Let's review them. So, whenever we have a fatha, after a fatha, we have Alif, which is Sakin. This is called?
Alif Maddi.
Great. How do you produce the sound?
Great.
A longer fatha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for example, we practice what lesson? What surah in previous session?
What's Shams?
Surah to Shams.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember a verse of that surah, Mahdi?
Yeah. No.
One Mahdi.
Okay. It was Mahdi who was making mistake, yeah?
Yeah.
Wal Qamari, he was saying one Qamari. One Qamari, two Qamari, three Qamari, yeah? You wanted to say this.
One Qamari.
One Qamari or two Qamari?
One Qamari.
So the surah that we practiced, which helped us a lot in Alif Maddi, was Surah Al-Shams. And also Surah Al-Duha, the other surahs, okay? That end with the sound, like, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, والشمس وضحاها هاها والقمر إذا تلاها تلاها. So these sounds all are what? The sound of Alif Mad Di.
Yes.
So we have to remember that whenever Fatha is there and there is an Alif, we have to
make it longer.
Great. Make the sound longer.
Alif Sok.
So what about Wawi Mad Di?
It's the same of Alif and Mad Di, but we have to make it longer, just like the previous one.
Sir, great. I still can't read a word with six sukun.
We will help it. No problem. We'll do it. Okay? So, when there is a waw, but before waw, we don't have fatha. Because waw is friend with dhamma.
Yeah.
With dhamma, yes? With u. So, if we have a dhamma before a waw, and waw is sakin, so here we have u, dhamma, plus waw. Waw is sakin. In this case, we produce a longer sound. U, right?
U.
Inshallah, we'll practice them. Okay. The other one was what?
Yai
Maddi. What was Yai Maddi?
It was the same as previous one. And it's like, it's a Ya. And then Kasra, we before make it longer.
Great. Yeah. A Kasra plus Ya, which is Sakin. So you produce a longer E sound. So let's produce all the natural mat sounds, okay? This sound. Okay? Now. So these sounds. Okay? They are called natural math. Inshallah, whenever you see them, pay attention. The first thing is this. Okay? If you want to know, if you want to master how to produce these longer sounds. Okay? The first thing is that you have to find the fatha, kasra, dhamma, and waw, alif, ya. Understood?
Yeah.
Fatha with alif, kasra with ye, and dhamma with waw. Then, Mahdi, you have to look at what? Look at the harakat. The harakat of what? The harakat of alif, ya, and waw.
It should be sukun.
Great. Sakin. It should be sa. All those three letters must be sakin. Okay? Yeah. So usually, alif does not accept any harakat. Hamza accepts harakat. Okay?
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني.
Inshallah, now we are going to learn some new things about this natural math, okay? We have actually, you might know that we have three types of alif. Three types of alif.
I know that.
So, look at me. One of the alif is the complete alif. The alif that we usually have it. Yes? The other one is like a smaller alif, a half alif.
Yeah.
Have you seen ever?
It's the baby of Alif.
The baby of Alif. MashaAllah. The baby of Alif. Okay? The baby Alif. So the baby Alif is half Alif.
Yeah.
It is called?
Dagger
Alif.
Dagger.
Dagger Alif. Right?
Dagger
Alif. We call it Khanjari.
Khanjari.
Yeah?
Harm Alif.
It's like we have a sword. Yeah? Sword is like the complete Alif, the big Alif. And a knife is the baby of the sword. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the sword as well kills the person. Yeah.
The knife as well kills.
So what does it mean? I want you to learn this. That whenever you have the complete alif, you have to produce the sound of alif. Whenever you see the dagger alif, again the sound of No problem. Only the shape, the fez has been changed. But?
Like harakat.
They're same.
Great. Now, it means whenever you see that alif, again, the dagger alif, again, Understood? No problem. So, if you see a fatha, after fatha, a dagger alif, what sound do you produce? A longer sound, right? Yeah. Again, yeah. Do not say that because this Aleph Dagger Lev is a smaller, okay? A baby, so we have to produce a baby sound, like a. No, a longer sound. The sound is the same, only the shape, the face changes. Understood?
I know. It's an Aleph, but you could just put it in the middle of a word when you, whenever you want. I understand.
Great. Yes. Hadi say a. Mahdi say a. Minhal? Look, the sounds are the same, yes? But what?
The shapes are different.
Our faces are different. Yeah? But the sounds are the same. Once Hadi says this, once Mahdi says this, then Minhal, then me. Yeah? So the shapes are different, but the sounds are the same. There is another Aleph, which we call it Alif al-Maqsura.
The bigger Alif.
No. It is that dagger Alif, but on the top of...
Ayah.
No. The on steep. The top of Ayah. Sometimes in the Quran you might see, look. Wadduha. Wadduha. Wallayli idha saja. Open the Quran. Surah al-Duha. Surah al-Duha. Everyone. Yes, Surah al-Duha. Surah al-Shams, after Surah al-Shams, we have Surah al-Layl, okay, then we have Surah al-Duha. Yeah? No, next, go, turn page. Surah al-Duha, okay? In Surah al-Duha, we have the examples of,
Alif.
Alif Maqsura. Page 596.
What does it look like?
It looks like an Alif, a Ya on the top of a Ya, the dagger Alif. It means the dagger Alif sits on a Ya. Simply, like you're sitting on the chair. Yes, Mahdi? You're
sitting on a chair. Oh,
you're the dagger Aleph, okay?
No, and the chair is the dagger Aleph.
Okay,
he is okay, I'm gonna kill you.
So he's the knife.
Wait, sir, why does a child kill people?
A child kills people?
Yes, isn't the dagger Aleph a child?
That's Mahdi killing a dinosaur. Like Mahdi killing a dinosaur.
Dinosaur will kill
Mahdi. Isn't he the dagger Aleph?
So, Hadi, what is the shape of dagger Aleph? Small Aleph.
Small, yes.
Now, Hadi, look at me. Now put this small Aleph on the top of a Ya. Good? Look at that surah, Wadduha. Dear brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Duha, page 596, Usman Taha, version of the Holy Quran, okay? Now, Wadduha, if you see a Duha, after Ha we have a Ya, and the top of Ya there is one Aleph. But remember, we have two types of Ya. One Ya, which does not have any dots. The other Ya has two dots.
What's the difference?
The difference is this. The ya which has two dots, that is the actual ya. The ya which does not have the dots, it is Aleph Maqsura.
Yes.
You got it?
Yeah.
So, whenever you see, I will repeat it, okay? The ya which has two dots below it, under it, okay? That is the actual ya. You produce the sound of ya. But when you see the shape of ya, but there is no legs, no feet for it, no dots, okay? That ya is not ya.
Maybe a ya, Aleph Maqsura. They just forgot to change it back then. It may be a ya, or they just forgot to change it back then to give it dots.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's a baby who was born without any teeth. Yes?
Yes.
When it grows again without any teeth.
No, babies always born without the teeth.
Great. Okay, I wanted to check how genius you are, okay? He was aware of this example. So, thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll practice it, okay? And in the next session, we'll practice it, inshallah. But before we end, we will really thank again the IRIB English Radio. Yes?
Yes.
Right. And also, Xavier International.
And us.
And also, Hadi, Mahdi, and Minhal Hussain. Especially me. Thank you so much.
So, there was a problem.
So, let's recite a salawat, everyone. Allah.
Allah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرى قلب
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان.